And the future, love the future. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. It's a mystery. Love the mystery. You want to belong to another time other than this time. You want to be out of here. You want to be with quintessentially brilliant beings. Stop living here. Stop playing the game of guilt, man, woman, romance, all that trash. Get out of here. You've done it all. Get out of here. Create a new neighborhood. And the neighborhood is so beautiful because it says, I have always been remarkable for as long as I can remember. In this new knowledge, I have always had the remarkable ability of being at peace with all things past and being inquisitive of all things future. I have always done it. I have always been fabulously wealthy, not for the pursuit of wealth, but for the pursuit of new technologies that are in the future that I bring now and become its inventor. And that the wealth is a side effect of making known the unknown. I've always done that. I have always, for as long as I can remember, known I was a divine being and will never live this day anything less than being a divine being to all creatures and to all humanity. I have always done that. I have always been radiantly healthy, regardless of how old I am. I am absolutely fit for the task that I say that I am. I have always done that. I have always been there. From this day forward, I have never died from this day forward, for I have a destiny forward, not a destiny in the past. I am and have always been a remarkable human being for as long as I can remember, so be that. Yeah. Do you ever die on me? And you come to my field, you're going to be saying that along with 1,000 other people, and you're going to walk out and say, I have always been, for as long as I can remember, now the neural net lights up in the brain that is what has already been accomplished but new to you, and it lights up and you say, I have always been a genius. For as long as I can remember, I have always been a genius. And you start walking out and here comes the glitter. And moreover, I have always been an entity filled with the priority of exploration and knowledge, as long as I can remember. I have always been well. I have been blessed with the genetics of wellness because my incarnation is filled with exploration. I have always had it. Always. And as long as I can remember, I have always had the frequency of fabulous wealth. Always. And not to the desire of money, but to knowledge that its innovation into the world blesses me with that phenomenon. To me, I am in love with what has never been. I have always had that passion for as long as I can remember. My genetics have always had that in me for as long as I can remember. Yeah. Look! And imagine at the great school stationed there before dawn and saying that and walking forward with thousands of other people saying it until you're in the zone and you have become present with me. Present, present, I have always been. To say in the face of what you have never been, to use the word always, causes the new brain to light up. All right. We've always been it. It lights up. It's not that I hope that I am. Hope doesn't light up the new brain. Always. If we go forward in time, eventually you will be this person. But now we are that person. I have always been this. As long as I can remember. My God Almighty, God has awoken in this person. I have always been this. Thousands of other people are starting that walk across that great field. And they are proclaiming, and suddenly you get fixed, and your focus is on what say you. And my teacher said, my beloved teacher said to me, that I am a God beyond reproach. Be me, and all things are made manifest. Be a man, and I am crippled by my humanity. Be God-man realized. God-woman realized. And you start your walk. And you're zoning. You're zoning. And all the periphery starts to disappear. And you say, I have always been this entity for as long as I can remember. And the brain obeys. And suddenly the neural net of that accomplishment becomes so. When you walk off that field, you are that person. Always have been that person. Never anything other than that person. And now the future, you stand on the precipice of the future. It's coming to you like a freight train on the tracks. And here it comes. At every opportunity, every people, place, things, times and event is the opportunity of what say you. And you go through those doors, you keep going through them, making known the unknown. And eventually you arrive at the station that you could say, I've always been this. Always. Because it is manifested. And you have experienced it, and it has become an event horizon. So be that. And so tomorrow morning and tonight after this class, I don't want you to gather. I want you to get on with that walk, and I want you to say, I have always been, always. It doesn't matter if you've never been it. Always is what causes the brain to light up in its neuro-specific that you have asked, that you've always been. It lights up. Remember, you're not saying anything is never done before. You're simply asking what has been done before, but not with you. And you bring to it your uniqueness. I have always been. And you walk that, and you walk it until you are coated with glitter, to where every breath sticks at your throat, and you think you're about to lift off every time you say it. Now you have known glitter. And when you go to bed tonight, tomorrow morning, I have always been this. And now we approach the future, and the future is yet to be experienced. There are no emotions. Anything you know, everything you feel was yesterday. It is an error to judge life according to how you feel. For those are feelings gained not in the expertise of greatness, but in the habitat of need. Tomorrow is a world that brings you opportunity without feeling anything. And the moment that you slide off of that and said it feels like you lose it. Now you go back to the past instead of forward. We are the gods of destiny. Whatsoever think we, so it is. And the fine line between the past and the future is right here. What say you? I have always been this. Never feel the future. If you do, you are making the future your past. You are going to die. You are already dead. You are already dead. future has experiences yet unexperienced. New feelings never felt before. They await you in the exploration of God made flesh and making known the unknown. And you get the enrichness of feeling emotions never felt. And they will come starting tomorrow morning. So, in my school, people from all over the world come and they see me again. Doesn't matter where they come from. Doesn't matter their hardship. Hardship is made simple when they want to be there. And they come and they study and they're in their class. No one complains about their lodgings in the great school. If they are, you're asked to leave. That means that your mind is not where it's supposed to be. Here. You train, you learn, you gain knowledge, and then you leave, and you go out in the world, and you change the world. And then you come back to see me. I'll be waiting. So in the end, it's a great story this evening, told very compact, without any marvelous detail about who be I. You should know who I am. And you should know that hate drove me in my life. Never could anything be so galvanizing in focus as hate or passion. In me, it was hate. But that all changed. In my convalesce on my rock. And I learned and was enchanted by where the gold meets the blue and understood for the first time the divinity of all people. And my people, above all, broke my heart that I had to leave them. Did. Told them how to conquer, how to be warriors that the world has never seen. Only Alexander the Great tried to emulate exactly my tract in the world. Never accomplished that. My warriors were analogical with their sword, battle axes, and horses. No one ever defeated them. Had I only known this in the beginning, in such years, the sweet regret of our life, and we say, had I known this when I was young, that this very day we become young in a new adventure. And so I ask you today to dispense of your past, stand on the precipice of the future, and be really an asset to your family, in your neighborhood, and from whence you have come. And that when you leave this event, I don't want you to stop knowing what people think. I want you to practice it every day. And I want you to create your day every day. And I want you to be marvelous. You see? Because you are, after all, God. I never want one day for you to suffer the guilt of your life to an ambitious God called Jehovah. And through derelict preachers who've already condemned you away as not the God that we believe in. And be brave enough to say, this is your truth. It is not my truth. And if they say you're going to go to hell and burn, say, I hope you enjoy the vision. And get on with your life. You will never, ever go to any hell and burn ever. Ever. You are not bastards of the universe. You are only bastards of Jehovah. You are bastards. We should get on with finding the God who created us. And it's inside of all of us. And I want you to leave this great day knowing that not only are you loved, but your journey here is remembered and important. And to the least of you who think nobody knows my heart, We do know your heart. And we want you to get up and start enjoying this life. And if your neural net is depressive, get out of it, change neighborhoods, and become a whole new person, and make the change permanent and never come back to the slavery of addiction ever again. And make the world a great place, and eventually I'll send you that door that will open, and you'll go to the future, because that's where you deserve to live. So be it. And so, who is your teacher? And you are imbued with God within. You beautiful, beautiful people. You really are. And that you are loved for all time because you make a difference. And some of you have never made a difference in the world. You have simply lived a program and been slavishly addicted to being poor you. Instead of pulling yourself up and say, this day I will contribute to life rather than blaming it and taking away from it. Many of you are victims. Let's end that tonight. Let's stop being addicted like morphine to suffering, and tomorrow morning add to life by your presence and create your day and walk it on out and never again be a burden to the quandary of what makes the world impossible because you make it impossible. Stop being that tomorrow morning. Be wonderful, wonderful. Deny this evening in your time. And nearly a 60-year-old woman, make myself wonderful and beautiful and marvelous. I did indeed. It doesn't matter what we look like. What matters is what we are. And if we make a difference in the world, then we have glorified God to the hearts and soul of everyone. And it would be called, in essence and in time, a remarkable life. Be that. So be it. I'm worth it. I'll see you again. I'll see you again. I want you to know that you are loved and that I consider you a divine being. And that I never considered you wrong. I've always held you in righteousness. Know that. And so from this night forward, when will I meet again, my amor? Soon. Thank you for coming and listening to me. And may you be enriched by the wisdom that you heard this evening. Good day. Have a toast and you toast my name, I'll bring you the wind and you go, ah, please do. And I'll see you soon.